Reclaiming Your Health Freedom by Dr. Eric Plasker. When it comes to reclaiming your health freedom, at 100-year lifestyle, we believe that education is your best defense. It's true that there are many people and organizations looking out for your health and health freedom in addition to the 100-year lifestyle. However, there are also many forces that don't have your best interests at heart. The only way to deal with that effectively is to understand the facts involved, know your rights, and exercise them. First, you need the facts. Neither emphatic opinions nor dramatic soundbites can ever take the place of facts. By facts, we mean information that has been proven to be true, based on science, that you have researched for yourself, from sources you trust. In other words, anything said by anyone with an agenda, no matter how well-intentioned, is hearsay until you check it out for yourself. Why do you need facts to protect your health freedom? Because fear often overrides clear thinking and common sense, but facts fly in the face of fear. For most caring individuals, when you start hearing from multiple sources all day, day after day that you have to stay home, wear a mask, and social distance to keep those you love alive, most of us will put our own beliefs, understandings, well-being, and freedoms on the back burner in order to do what's right. We will go to any measure, no matter how extreme, under those circumstances. To reclaim your health freedom and your peace of mind, we encourage you to start looking at the facts. Masks. Have you been told that masks help prevent the spread of COVID? Not according to the CDC. Disposable medical masks, also known as surgical masks, are loose-fitting devices that were designed to be worn by medical personnel to protect accidental contamination of patient wounds and to protect the wearer against splashes or sprays of bodily fluids, 36. There is limited evidence for their effectiveness in preventing influenza virus transmission either when worn by the infected person for source control or when worn by uninfected persons to reduce exposure. Our systematic review found no significant effect of face masks on transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. Lockdowns. On October 4, 2020, what has come to be known as the Great Barrington Declaration was created by infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists from around the globe who had grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of the prevailing COVID-19 policies and recommend an approach called focused protection. The document was signed by 792,703 concerned citizens, 14,181 medical and public health scientists, and 43,147 medical practitioners. Regarding lockdowns, the declaration stated, "Coming from both the left and right, and around the world, we have devoted our careers to protecting people. Current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. The results, to name a few, include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come, with the working class and younger members of society carrying the heaviest burden. Keeping students out of school is a grave injustice. COVID-19 vaccines. Children's Health Defense and others have asked the FDA to remove COVID vaccines from the market. Here's why. According to the most recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System data, there have been 192,954 reported adverse events following COVID vaccination, including 4,057 deaths between December 14, 2020 and May 7, 2021. These numbers stand in stark contrast to those reported following the aborted 1976 swine flu vaccine campaign that ended abruptly following approximately 30 reported deaths and 400 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Keep digging for the truth. As you read the above information, don't worry that your friends or family haven't shared this information with you. They may not be aware. Many of these organizations are being censored on social media, and few, if any, are interviewed by mainstream media. But that shouldn't keep you from digging for the truth and sharing it. When we fight for our own health freedom, we fight for everyone's health freedom. If you're interested in civic freedoms and human rights on a global scale, as they relate to COVID in particular, visit the International Center for Not-for-Profit Law's COVID-19 Freedom Tracker. Reclaim your health freedom, educate yourself on the facts, and get past your fear. Begin living your 100-year lifestyle today. Let a provider in your area help you. Find one now.